There's a big thank you to John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. It's DaspitLaw.com. John and his firm, personal injury attorneys, they're bringing you soccer on the radio, so we're very indebted to them. If you ever need a personal injury attorney, you get in an accident, car, boat, motorcycle, John and his firm, don't forget them because they love your sport as well, and they'll work for you 24/7 nights and weekends. Well, big offseason signing. Got a lot of people down here in Houston really, really excited. Broke a few hearts probably in the New York metropolitan area. But he is defender Tim Parker, now a Houston Dynamo member. Tim, thank you very much for coming on the show.
No, yeah, I'm excited. Thank you for having me on.
All right, so before we get into some of your history, because I'm really excited for the fans to understand about kind of your upbringing in the game on the East Coast, just take me into when you heard you were traded and kind of the emotional side of that, because, you know, you've had some great years in New York.
Yeah, you know, I think it all kind of broke. People might not know this, but obviously athletes are still, obviously they're in the know about what happens on Twitter. So when everything broke the day before on Twitter about rumors of me being traded, obviously I was on the phone with my agent trying to solidify these rumors to see if anything was true. And we weren't really able to get too many answers. And then the next morning, I remember going for a workout, getting out of the shower, and then I had a missed call from the Red Bull GM. So that was pretty much the writing on the wall that I think I knew I was going to be traded. And at that point, it was just calling him back and finding out when and where.
New Houston Dynamo defender Tim Parker joining us here on ESPN 97.5 Soccer Matters. So you just broke the myth here that whenever I hear any soccer player say, hey, I don't pay attention to Twitter or any social media, I don't listen to anybody talking about me in my games, they're lying.
I'll be honest. I try to stay away from the rumor mill as much as I can. But when you have parents or friends that are getting after you on your text messages, then obviously you try to tag along and see what you can find.
Kind of tough. All right. So, look, I know players have been, agents and other teams have been tracking you and interested in you, you know, over the last year. Does that stuff filter back to you? Does your agent talk to you about that? Or do you just kind of stay away from it as much as possible?
Yeah, I mean, personally, I think for myself, I definitely try to stay away from it, you know, until any kind of conversations are actually serious. Because that happens all the time where rumors kind of circulate and they float around and half the time they're not true or they're just a story trying to get written. So for the most part, I try to not pay attention to it and just kind of still go day by day. And just, I mean, that's all you can control.
All right. You grew up in a great soccer area, Long Island. Long Island Youth Soccer is one of the biggest. So many great players have come out of that area. Tell me a little bit about your upbringing and maybe some of your biggest influences when it comes to your initial phases in the game as a young kid.
It's weird. I started playing soccer at a really young age just because my brother, who's he's older than me, he's about a year and a half older than me. So when he started playing, so did I. So he started at like three and a half. So I was kind of just tagging along as like the little 2-year-old kid that was running around, probably not doing too much soccer playing at that point. But yeah, I played for my town team. We were called the Hicksville Strikers all the way until I was about a senior in high school before I transferred over to Albertson just because of the academy had just become like a real thing when I was in high school, which seems so long ago now. But that's when I kind of like switched over to the academy. And then, but we had a lot of success. You know, my town team, we had a lot of success. We went to a couple national championships. We won the Region 1 a bunch of times. State Cup, obviously, those kind of things. I had some spurts going into like the youth national teams. So I was involved in U14s, U15s. And then obviously I got back involved when I got a little bit older. But it was really cool. You know, I think growing up in Long Island playing soccer, it's not everyone I think in Long Island kind of does play soccer at some point in their life. Not many of them take it as seriously as maybe I did, but it's a sport to be played out there. And I think it's definitely growing. And from after I kind of went from my senior year into, I translated over to St. John's, where I decided to go there and continue my career at in my eyes, it was a very, very good decision for me. You know, I got to learn from one of the best in Dr. Dave Mazur over there. And then his assistants at Jeff Mateo and Ben Malou, obviously, they did a really good job in producing high quality defenders. And that was kind of my biggest thing about why I decided to go there was their success rate in producing center backs that made it to the next level. And that kind of just was writing on the wall for me that I wanted to go there and be another one of those guys.
So we had Dr. Dave Mazur on, who's, as I mentioned, a good friend of mine. Tell me a little bit about that time at St. John's and you know, like something real literal, like a singular part of your game that he made you aware of that helped maybe transform you into a better defender. Could be anything.
Yeah, you know, I think he was demanding. You know, I mean, if anyone out there knows anything about St. John's and Coach Mazur, I mean, he's a demanding guy. You know, he demands excellence and he demands consistency. And I think that's one thing that he brought out of me that I definitely take with me every day is your good games have, or your bad games have to look good in someone that doesn't know you. So I think for me, that was a big thing that I took moving forward was just becoming an overall better player, was limiting mistakes, being clean when you have to. And it's unfortunately defending is a business, you know, I mean, for me, it's one of those things where if you make a mistake, you know, you're criticized for it. Some other guys can get away with it on the field, but for you, I mean, you don't get too many opportunities like that.
Like Rhys Williams of Liverpool.
Yes. Yeah.
19-year-old guy who got thrust into that. We're talking to Tim Parker, center back for the Houston Dynamo. All right. So when you were playing with Aaron Long in 2018, Supporters Shields winner, I mean, you guys formed an incredible partnership. I think what was very appealing to me is you were both American defenders, which also made it a bit prideful. Aaron Long said that you changed their back line. You changed the New York Red Bulls fundamentally when you came there. That's some pretty heady stuff from Aaron Long. Just comment on that.
Yeah, you know, I think obviously me and Aaron got along really well pretty much right from the get-go. And I think a lot of that tied to just our own accountability. You know, like when I made a mistake, I knew that it was my fault and I didn't try to blame him or anyone around me. And I think that's kind of what I like to bring to teams and my kind of mentality on things. And I mean, I like to also consider myself an old school kind of no nonsense defender. You know, I mean, I like the tackle. I like the toughness. I like bringing it. I like talking. So I think that's kind of what I brought to Red Bull and maybe what they lacked in the past. And I think obviously it translated really well in 2018. The partnership I had with Aaron was incredible the last couple of years. And obviously that's what I look forward to bringing into Houston.
Houston Dynamo fans, Tim Parker joining us here on Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. Well, you heard the quote, and if you haven't, and it's, I'm going to paraphrase it here because I don't remember it word for word, but it's essentially Todd Ramos saying, you know, we need Tim Parker. We need Tim Parker to help solve our problems in the center back position. When you hear that from a coach, that's a pretty big endorsement.
Yeah, yeah, it makes you, I mean, to be honest, it makes me feel really good. You know, it makes me feel obviously that coming in that I have a lot to lean on, you know, like obviously Tab is leaning on me, the team's leaning on me. And at this point in my career, I'm ready for that step. You know, I'm ready to kind of take that step and have that leadership role and answer those questions and obviously not only teach guys around me, but obviously learn.
So when we talk about that, you know, You're coming from a Red Bull organization that historically has been winning in recent years. And now you're coming to a club that's really trying to reestablish itself with a second year coach who's, you know, putting every ounce of sweat equity into trying to turn the culture around here, make this team more relevant in Houston. Is that an additional pressure for you, or is that something that you find very exciting at this moment?
Yeah, I think it's more something that I embrace. You know, I think, obviously, yeah, being at Red Bull, they had such a winning culture over the last couple of years, and to be a part of that was great. Now to come down to Houston, who also has had a winning culture. You know, I think obviously Houston has won MLS Cups before. They've been there and they've done it, and I think bringing them that back to that kind of glory is something that I'm looking forward to. It's a challenge for sure, but, I mean, obviously it's definitely something that I'm looking forward to.
Tim, when did you kind of get these qualities that led you into being a leader? Because, you know, when I watch you play – you know, there's a glow around you. I mean, the intensity, not afraid to fairly shout out a teammate, not afraid to take your own accountability, which has to come with that. You know, when did that leadership side come out to you? And did that partially come out because of the position you're playing? You know, we all know center backs are supposed to be tough guys and guys that motivate and are keeping people in front of them accountable. But when did that come out?
Yeah, you know, I think it kind of came out a little bit of a younger age for me. You know, one of the coaches that I first played for when I was like seriously, I mean, when soccer became serious, when I was around 15 years old, kind of demanded that I was like, because a player that I looked up to, one of my favorite players when I was growing up was John Terry. So obviously when I looked up to him and he knew that that John Terry was my favorite player, he's like, look, John Terry doesn't let anyone off the hook. He goes, John Terry has his own accountability, but also John Terry, he doesn't, like, if you watch that guy train or you listen to how he talks and how he behaves, it's critical. And I think that's something that I kind of took over the years. It obviously takes a lot of time to kind of put that into your game and put that into your repertoire. But I think that those kind of things and those kind of characteristics are so strong to have, like, obviously in a locker room and to have in a player, because, I mean, don't get me wrong, obviously I can dig into you on the field, but I don't expect that to kind of happen off the field. You know, I think obviously there's a very big difference of what happens on the field and off the field.
So who was that coach? Because that's instinctive what he did with a young kid, right? I mean, that's a great example to kind of push.
Yep. I mean, his name was Gary Nemeth. His name was Gary Nemeth, and he coached my Hicksville team I worked with him when I was really young, and then obviously he coached my Hicksville team when I was growing up, and he was my basically my club coach for my youth career.
Very interesting stuff. Tim Parker joining us here on Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. Now, I know you're in Florida, taking a bit of a break here. That's a good move, and you like warm weather. Well, you're definitely going to get warm weather down here. Having played in Houston before, any thoughts on that in BBVA Stadium?
I'm really looking forward to being on the other side of that trip. You know, I think usually when you play in Houston, you're used to going about 70 minutes and then you hit a wall. So I'm hoping to obviously get on the other side of that, get used to the heat. I'll be packing a lot of sunscreen. If there's any sunscreen sponsorships out there that want to hook me up, that would be great. But
I'm sure.
No, I mean, I'm definitely looking forward to it. You know, and I think one of the best things about it, and getting down to Houston, getting down to the stadium, you know, I think it's a great location as well. You know, I think obviously the stadium being right outside of like the downtown area, the fans that will obviously hopefully be able to come to games in 2021 is something that I'm really excited about.
Tim Parker joining us. So what do you do in your leisure time, Tim? Just to give people a little glimpse into other stuff. Are you a big music guy? Who are your bands? What are some of the other hobbies that you have to kind of get away from the game?
Yeah, so I'd have to say my biggest hobby is my dog. Don't worry, he's not the most active guy, but he's a little English bulldog named Woody, and he's quite the personality. So I enjoy obviously spending time and messing around with him. And then quite recently, I've become kind of an avid golfer, especially over these last couple of months, just with the way the world was and what you were able to do. It was something that definitely gave me a little bit of a release and got me outside without obviously getting too close to anyone. So I think that was definitely something that that helped me get through this last year, and it's something that I definitely hope to bring down to Houston. And then I'd like to say, you know, I enjoy food for sure. I don't know too many people that don't, but I enjoy obviously trying new spots, and I'm sure Houston has a bunch of spots for me to try out, and I'm excited to get down there and get tasting.
It's a great food city and it's a great golf city, but I'm not going to push the golf angle too much. I don't want to get your head coach upset, because he's going to want you probably off the golf course during the regular season for the most part.
Yes.
This is a good interview here. Really getting people interested in learning about our new defender, Tim Parker, now with the Houston Dynamo. All right, your time in Vancouver, how about a little bit of thought on that? Because, you know, you're playing on a lot of artificial surface there. It's a little bit different for a defender.
Yeah. It was, I'll be honest, my career in Vancouver was amazing. You know, I think the learning curves that I hit when I was there, the coaching staff, the players that I got to play with, everything there was such a great spot for me to be in my young career, especially as a professional, just from the way the coaches treated me, from the front office, from the city. And then even the guys that I got to learn from, alongside like Kendall Waston and Pa Moduka, Jordan Harvey, Stephen Betashore, a lot of guys that had been around the league, had won trophies before. So those guys definitely helped me, obviously, propel my career.
Last one. You've played against Iceland. You've played against Canada. I'm sure it was an incredibly meaningful moment putting on a U.S. jersey and getting on the field representing the United States national team. How about a comment on that, Tim?
Yeah, I mean, I think besides playing in the World Cup, I think that's obviously one of the highest points of my career, you know, being able to represent your country on the highest stage. And obviously once, I mean, you say it when it first happens that just one game's enough, but once you get your beak wet, you kind of want more and more. So obviously getting two caps was great, and it's a moment that I'll never forget, but I'm always going to be pushing for more.
U.S. soccer in contact with you? I mean, I would think at 27 years of age, you're still pushing to get back on the national team.
Yeah, you know, I've obviously, whenever I see Greg Berhalter, I'll have conversations with him. But, yeah, you know, I think it's just about kind of me getting back to the way I want to play, and the style that I like to play might be a little bit different from what they're pushing for right now. But that doesn't mean that there's no chance for me in the future.
Tim, it's great catching up with you. Thanks for doing it on some of your time off here. I think everybody's very excited for you to come to Houston and solidify things at the back for the Dynamo. So thank you for your time. Thank you for letting us find out a little bit more about you. And we look forward to seeing you in Houston.
Yeah, no, I'm really looking forward to it. Thank you for having me on.
All right, that's Tim Parker, new Dynamo defender. He'll be joining Tab Ramos and the Houston Dynamo for the upcoming 2021 Major League Soccer season. That was brought to you by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. We'll take a break. More to come.